Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Did you ever see the Amsterdam News? It's a black newspaper out of New York City. It's been around forever. And it's good. It's good. I like it. Gives me a window into a culture that I'm not that familiar with. I like the point of view. I like the whole thing. So recently, the Amsterdam News ran an article about small business owners in New York City who are suffering because of shoplifting. And a lot of these are minority owners. Okay, the bodegas and fast food places and all of that. And people come in and they steal. And nothing happens to them. And so a lot of these small business owners, they can't run it. They have to get out because they can't do it. Because New York City will not prosecute shoplifters and people who steal meals. So in 2022, last stats available, shoplifting cost the state of New York, and that's primarily New York City, $4.4 billion. $4.4 billion of stuff was stolen by shoplifters. Come on. So Hochul, the governor of the state, he comes down and says, well, now if we catch any shoplifters, which is almost impossible because these people go in, they grab stuff, they run out, who's going to catch them? And the shop owner does anything, the shop owner be prosecuted. So Hochul says, if we get them, 1,001 shot, we're going to give them a ticket, a trespass ticket, and say, if you do it again at that store, not another store, at that same store, then we might prosecute you for low-level beef. Come on. This is so absurd. So we'll give you one shot, even if you're caught, which you won't be, to steal as much as you want from some poor guy trying to feed his family. And if you go back and do it a second time after getting the ticket, the trespass ticket, then we might, but probably not, do something to you. And this is why people are moving out. Look, the lifeblood of the city is the working people, the small businesses. It's not Rockefeller Center. It's not. And the minority community and the Amsterdam News knows this. It's getting it the worst. The chain stores can survive, although they're moving out too. But the big pharmacy stores and clothing stores, some of them have their own private security, they can survive. But the small guy can't. And they're getting ripped off all over the place. And it's an industry. People go in, they shoplift. The fence is out there. They pay them 20% of what the stuff is worth. They sell it for 20. They're mostly drug addicts doing this. And then the fence sells it to somebody else. It's a whole industry. And there's no interruption by the authorities of the industry. Go ahead. Go ahead, do it. Shocking. If somebody told me 25 years ago that this would be the state of New York now, I would have never believed it. San Francisco's worse. Not much worse, but worse. Okay? So, anyway, I'm very pleased the Amsterdam News is covering this and taking a stand on it because the minority community has got to stand up in New York City and demand the laws be enforced and stop voting for people who won't enforce the law. If the minority community had voted at all for Lee Zeldin, he'd be governor right now. 90% of African Americans in New York voted against Zeldin. 90%. That's a city stat, I believe. But, I mean, what are you getting? You're getting anarchy in your neighborhoods. You're getting violence. You're getting drugs. And you're still voting for these people? Amazing. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.